The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the show. As you know, I am a runner. I run. Yes, I run for miles. As you also know, I believe that unborn human beings are human beings. That's why they're called unborn human beings. So it was kind of funny when a couple times I've crossed paths with a guy named Dr. Pat Castle. He is the founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team with over 19,000 teammates who wear Remember the Unborn jerseys as a public witness in over 3,200 cities. Holy guacamole. Wouldn't it be great if I could get Dr. Pat Castle on the show? Alvin, you think we could ever get him? Wait a minute. You're not Alvin. You're Dr. Pat Castle. This is like an apparition. What is that? Is this really you? Are you bilocational? Are you like in two places at once? Or is this really you, Dr. Pat Castle? Where are you?
Yeah, this is me. I'm in that great Irish town of Omaha today.
Omaha.
I'm in Omaha.
Yes, that was named after the priest from Cork County, Ireland, Father Omaha. See you, Pat Castle. Last time I saw you was the night before the March for Life. Tim Tebow spoke at that dinner, and you and I reconnected, and I said, I got to get you on the program.
Yes,
and you told me about something that's happening June 1st. So I said, let's get you on the program ahead of June 1st. So first of all, say a little bit about the organization, and then say a little bit about June 1st.
You bet. So the organization, it's simple and powerful. I mean, we are a pro-life messaging ministry. And as you mentioned, we wear these bold blue, royal blue shirts that have a big cross on the front and a Holy Spirit dove. In Jeremiah 1:5, that God knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. And on the back, there's a big Remember the Unborn message. And people see this message.
Now, you were just holding it up for the cameras. And I want to remind people, if you're listening on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing the visual aspect. That's the downside of radio. And so we want you to know that all of this stuff is on Rumble. If you go to ericmetaxas.com, you can sign up to see these things because some of the visuals are fantastic. Those T-shirts are beautiful. I love your bravery in doing this. And I mean, you must get some people kind of looking sideways at you, like, what? Who are you?
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people, when they first become Life Runners, you know, and anyone listening can go to liferunners.org, hit the join button. You'll get a monthly update of what's going on with Life Runners around the world. And you order a shirt or a jacket that says, Remember the Unborn. But that is a notion that people think that, wow, I'm about to walk outside of my home with a shirt that says, Remember the Unborn in the culture of death. And, you know, am I going to get spit wads or tomatoes or middle fingers when I'm walking around the block? The answer is no. I mean, it's incredible. The message is very compassionate. Compassion means to suffer with. And even the other side, even the mean people, even the people that, you know, aren't in God's will, they have a hard time, you know, pushing against such a compassionate message. So unless we're standing in front of an abortion facility where you get lots of, hey, you're number one, middle fingers, usually, like 99% usually, Eric, when you're wearing such a shirt or a jacket that says, Remember the Unborn, in a grocery store line or walking around the block or at school. You know, a third of the life runners, about 20,000 life runners in 3,200 cities, and 6,500 of them are students, age 22 on down, that wear it at school. And people's response to these shirts are either indifferent, like they just don't want to remember the unborn, as we know in our culture, or they do exactly what it says. They remember the unborn and they engage that person in conversation. Or most of the time, they're just encouraged. They're encouraged that, wow, somebody would put on a shirt today that says, remember the unborn at such a time as this, to speak up, you know, to shout it from the mountaintops. So it really motivates us to put these shirts on and jackets. And I hope that everyone really ponders what I'm about to say. 78% of post-abortion mothers said that if just one person had encouraged them to choose life, or they saw one encouraging sign to choose life, they would not have aborted their child.
Okay, now I know that statistic because my wife, Suzanne, ran the pregnancy center here in New York City.
She gave me a tour.
For 12 years. I forgot about that. And I've heard that statistic that women are looking for a sign. Will somebody help them to choose the right thing? And I mean, I've heard all this kind of stuff, and people need to know women are hungry for a sign, for truth, for a message. Yeah. And when you wear a shirt, which obviously you can get them at liferunners.org, but it might be all somebody needs, because it does become almost mystical for people. These women are just, they're lost. They're saying, is there a God? God, will you give me a sign? What do I do? They don't know that they should choose life. And so they're actually saying, give me a sign.
That's
and
it.
If they see a shirt from liferunners.org, they may choose. I mean, it's crazy, but that's true.
Case in point. Just to drive home how you perfectly described many of the testimonies that have been delivered to me after giving a presentation on the power of encouraging messaging. So this came top of mind. A lady came up to me in Lansing, Michigan, after I presented on a topic of meeting St. Padre Pio. And I meant just what I said.
I want to ask you about that very soon.
We'll talk about it.
I don't want to.
And so I was there presenting on St. Padre Pio, the healer, you know, and of course we need healing with one in four American women in their childbearing ages having had an abortion, and all the wounds and the ripples from that. Imagine the huge healing ministry out there. And St. Padre Pio, wow, what a healer he was in his ministry. He built a hospital called A Place of the Relief of Suffering. Yeah, we need places like that right now for the relief of suffering in the world from abortion. But this lady walks up to me after this presentation on St. Padre Pio, and I had shared that stat about, you know, ladies are just looking for just the smallest amount of impartation of courage, known as encouragement, the power of it. She said, let me tell you a story. She was in her early 20s sitting in the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles, and she was in a crisis pregnancy. She bowed her head and she's like, Lord, all I need is a sign, something to encourage me that it's going to be okay, that I can do this. And she looked up and the sun was coming through the window of the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles, and it hit this mural on the wall. And the mural had the words, birth of rock and roll. And the sun, she said, perfectly just hit the word birth. And she looked up, she said, she smiled and went, that's all I needed. I just need a nudge. And then she told me about her 34-year-old son that she couldn't imagine life without. And so praise God, that's all it takes. So listeners, my goodness, we got to get high-fiving for life. We got to get encouraging for life. We got to get, hey, of course you can do it, and I'm going to help for life. Neighbors, family members, my goodness, we got to speak up and talk about it. If that's all it's going to take to save a life, who wouldn't do that to encourage their neighbor, their family member, their friend, their coworker?
I just love this. I hope people will go to liferunners.org. Folks, go to liferunners.org.
You and get a shirt. Pat's
heart and his mind. Get a shirt or a jacket, liferunners.org.
Wear it.
Remember the unborn and wear it. this is so beautiful. I'm going to go to the website after this, because I feel like we need to be bolder. And that's one of the things that I love about you, Pat, and about Life Runners. You're bold. We need to be bolder. People are looking for hope. There are many people who are lost. Let's be honest. They are lost. For a woman to be in the Hard Rock Cafe and to be asking God for a sign, she's lost. She just has just enough faith to say, I'm open, God, if you're there, give me a sign. And we want to say, well, she should already know. Well, God reaches down and speaks to her. We're going to be right back talking to Dr. Pat Castle with liferunners.org. Don't go away.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my...
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there.
If you leave now, folks, welcome back. Have you heard of Life Runners? Yes, you have. If you're listening to the program, I'm talking to the founder of Life Runners. You can go to liferunners.org. The founder is Pat Castle. Now, Pat, I got a note here that tells me you're not just the founder of Life Runners. You graduated from the Air Force Academy and you went on to get a PhD in nano analytical chemistry.
Yes.
And if I had a dime for everybody who claimed to have a PhD in nano analytical chemistry, I would have one dime right now. No, it's just kind of funny because you're obviously a brainy guy and you were involved militarily. I mean, just reading this, you did 10 military assignments, including the weapons of mass destruction defense officer at the base closest to Osama bin Laden on September 11th. You were an Air Force Academy chemistry professor. I mean, you've been doing all kinds of stuff. You have raced 22 marathons. You love Jesus. And
Amen.
You are, I mean, the most impressive thing is that you got a 2:53 in the Marine Corps marathon. Hats off to you, my friend. That's awesome to run a sub 3-hour marathon. I've never run a marathon, but I just want to say I plan to. But let me ask you just a few things. Were you raised in the faith, or did something happen along the way that suddenly made you get serious about God?
Raised in the faith. I remember in third grade when a sleepover, Bob O'Connor said, "Pat, do you really think God is real?" I remember thinking, what a silly question. Look around. Of course God's real. And as you blend what you just shared, you know, my PhD in nano analytical chemistry, people would think like, wow, you know, that must have been tough keeping the faith. Not at all. My entire journey of science has been, wow, look what God did. Wow, that is so cool.
I want to tell you, I don't know if you know, I wrote a book called Is Atheism Dead, which has a lot of information, apologetics from science. It is jaw-dropping, jaw-dropping stuff. And I'm reading a book right now, a new book by Michael Denton of the Discovery Institute. He is talking about fine-tuning on a level I have never comprehended. I've never seen anything like it. He's written a number of books for the Discovery Institute, and I quote him a lot in my book, Is Atheism Dead? The more you look at everything from a scientific viewpoint, the more it's almost frightening. The level of what God has done,
God's fingerprints.
It's almost paralyzing. Like you think this can't be this amazing. It's just insane.
Well, it's so apparent. It's so apparent. Like it's not hard. It's very complimentary. So praise God for what he's
done. I love it. I mean, I could talk to you about that all day, but I want to talk to you about Life Runners. Again, folks, liferunners.org. I love this that you got t-shirts there and stuff. And I'm a runner who believes in life. I said that earlier. And so I think I need one of these t-shirts, don't you think? Okay, so
absolutely.
Here's my question. You have this thing happening June 1st. Did we cover that exactly?
Yeah, so this is what's going on. So folks that listened to the first segment, they heard why. You know, why wear a shirt that says Remember the Unborn or a jacket? Why do it? And maybe the best news for some listeners, running's optional. So we've got 10,000 runners and 10,000 non-runners. And I like to say that the walkers in a lot of respects are better life runners because you can read their shirt easier. Remember the Unborn when they're walking. And then you got guys like Alan Webb, who's a life runner. If you recognize that name, he's the American record holder in the mile. He did the mile in 3:46. He's a jersey wearing life runner. And then you got people like Archbishop Nauman and Cardinal Dolan that are jersey wearing life runners, black jacket wearing life runners. So the priests and the deacons, the pastors listening in, we send free black Remember the Unborn jackets for the clergy. We just sent 18 of them to a group of sisters in Worcester, Massachusetts for their community.
In Worcester.
So, okay. You know, it's an all hands on deck. I mean, you heard when you're, yeah.
I want to, if people go to liferunners.org, they'll find out about the June 1st thing. What's happening July 4th to August 7th? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. That's exciting. So the June 1st thing first, that's just the next first Wednesday of the month. So Eric, tell me how cool this is. Those 20,000 life runners around the world in 3,200 cities, we all once a month in concert orchestrated, we all put on our shirts or jackets on the first Wednesday of every month, including those 6,500 students that wear them at their schools, public and private schools. Some private schools, every kid, every staff member in the school wears their jersey. And some people might think like, well, that's just singing to the choir. You know, everyone's just showing up together. Uh-uh. Those kids, those staff members, us, the adults, we are coming from somewhere and we're going somewhere each day in those shirts. So whether those kids are going to soccer practice or baseball practice.
But you have something, you have an Across America Relay,
America Relay.
Life.
And then
and is that starting in New York City?
That's starting in New York City. So we have the once every month, first Wednesday. So those that join Life Runners, you'll get notifications, put your shirt or jacket on. And then that big event, Eric, is it kicks off. It started in 2013, and you recognize the guy that co-founded it with me. His name is Jeff Grabowski. You interviewed him because he's the guy that ran across America unassisted with a baby stroller for prayer and pro-life.
Yes.
That guy was on your show.
Yes, I did interview him.
Jeff Grabowski.
But wait, so you're starting from New York City on July 4th?
On July 4th. So imagine now. This is called the Across America Relay, the largest spanning pro-life event in the world.
But you know, I live in New York City.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see it on the Brooklyn Bridge. So at 8:30 a.m. 8:30 a.m. July 4th. It's unbelievable.
Do I get to run a leg of this thing?
Absolutely.
What do I need? How long is a leg?
5K segments. There's 5K.
That's
exactly.
I can sprint that. I can sprint that.
Yes.
I can't believe this. We've got to figure this out because I want to be a part of this. I can't believe it's starting in New York City.
Yep.
I want to get some publicity for this. We got to figure this out.
So yes, the course, Eric, it kicks off on the Brooklyn Bridge at 8:30 a.m. on July 4th. It kicks off on the Golden Gate Bridge at 7:30 a.m. on July 4th. It kicks off in Grand Forks, North Dakota at St. Michael the Archangel Church on July 4th. And it kicks off at the San Antonio Cathedral, the San Fernando Cathedral on July 4th. So imagine these four points, they converge in the middle of our country in Kansas City. They make a cross. It's the Across America Relay, north, south, east, and west, 40 days of 5K segments, 5,359 miles, and everybody's wearing what? They're wearing their witness for the least of our brothers and sisters. They're wearing their Remember the Unborn shirts and jackets.
And where does everybody converge?
In Kansas City. So those four arms on August the 7th. They converge in Kansas City.
This is nuts. There's so much else I want to talk to you about. We've got to figure out if I can be a part of this on the Brooklyn
Absolutely.
Bridge. I'm so thrilled that you're starting it and we've got to cover that. But you say in your thing here, we're going to lose some people here. And I love it. You're in the film Unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I want to talk about Padre Pio.
Okay.
There are people listening. They've never heard of Padre Pio.
Padre Pio.
Padre Pio was an unbelievable man of God, devoted to Jesus. Very, very rare figure.
Yes.
What do you mean you encountered him? You had a vision of him and you saw an apparition. This is like kind of amazing. And I think a lot of people are just going to say, I don't get that. It sounds demonic. Right. I don't believe you. What is it?
So first, let's go ahead and categorize his rareness. He's the only priest to ever have the stigmata, the wounds of Christ on his body.
We've only got a minute. I'm sorry,
okay.
Pat.
That's okay. So to get people excited about being a Life Runner, yeah. Life Runners began with an encounter with a mystical priest, a healing priest, who is known for bilocation. He had the stigmata on his body. And yes, he encouraged me. The last 10 minutes spoke to me. The last 10 minutes. Why? By way of intercessory prayer for my mother, because she knew that I was in trouble at the top of a mountain. And you can see that story on liferunners.org/creed. Let's be sure to save a few seconds for the cheer at the end. About 10, 15 seconds. We're going to cheer people at the end.
We've only got 25 seconds.
Let's do
Set you up.
Let's cheer people forward to be Life Runners. Remember, running's optional. We got ages 0.1 to 101. The cheer for Life Runners is that we're all in Christ for pro-life. I'm going to give it all in Christ, and everybody listening, give a loud, thunderous for pro-life. Here we go. All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
All in Christ.
For pro-life.
Awesome.
I love this. Listen, we got to get you back. We're going to talk about July 4th. Folks, liferunners.org. If you're not excited, you're not paying attention. Thank you, Pat Castle. Fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Someone called us Babylon. Those hungry hunters tracking down the hours.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
I
was going out.
Folks, welcome back. We've got a lot to talk about with our friend Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Votstradamus. But Kevin, I want to talk to you about the horror in the Ukraine. There are 11 million refugees, and you and I know that CSI is a great organization. They're helping the refugees. We are partnering with them. I'm telling people, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please help the refugees. This is horrible stuff, folks. We need to do something.
Well, Eric, just picture for you. And by the way, this is just another reason why people should be very fired up for the elections this year. Our foreign policy has turned into complete mush. And when there are international crises taking place, we've taken the seat at the back of the bus. Literally, we've said we don't want to be involved. Like Joe Biden, people, they're just absent these conversations. And when he does try to call people, they don't take his calls, partly for this reason. But when you're talking about the Ukraine refugee crisis, 11 million displaced people, and more than half of them now bleeding over into the NATO countries that border Ukraine. You're talking about the largest displacement of people since World War II. And we haven't seen anything like this in a very, very long time. And the idea that there's all these different political pronouncements about Russia and Ukraine, all the rest of it, this is inarguable. The victims of this are largely mothers and children, because the fathers put them on the train, sent them west. They stayed behind in Mariupol and in Kyiv and in Kharkiv and those places to try to fight Putin off and to try to keep their home. So you've got, from a biblical standpoint, Eric, when Jesus was asked, what does it mean to be truly your follower? And he said to feed widows and orphans. This is literally what that is. They're not all the husbands and fathers have died, but functionally these families don't have husbands and dads. These are moms with two or three kids each. They are in countries now that don't speak the language that they come from. Just to give your audience a little bit of perspective, the largest Russian speaking community in New York City, the tri-state, is a Ukrainian community. In that part of the world, all the Ukrainians speak Russian, and all the Russians in that part of Russia speak Ukrainian. It is very common in terms of understanding each other. You go to the west of Ukraine and you go to all of the Baltics and the NATO countries, Hungary, Czech Republic, Romania, Poland, and then the Baltics. None of them speak a language that the Ukrainians understand. And so what you're talking about is literally grabbing your kids in the middle of the night, putting whatever you can in their backpacks, making them carry that. You've got a duffel bag. You've got it packed with whatever you can get to. And then in about 3 or 4 days, you get to finally rest again at some place that is taking kindness upon you and giving you a bed to sleep in another country. But when you get there, you don't know the language. You don't have any financial resources. There is no food. There is no work. And you can't find any because you can't even you don't even know how to communicate. And in that vacuum, CSI has come alongside and said, and using their typical network of pastors and church-related points of contact, they have beds for shelter. They have places for the kids and the moms to find places to sleep. They're doing feeding programs. They are getting emergency medical attention to the ones that have it. And I was talking with Dr. Jeanette Nishwat from Fox News, who's been over there a couple of times already, and she said the medical needs are huge. People are coming out of the country dehydrated, and they have all kinds of other health problems that are then amplified because of that. But you're talking about a dire emergency where people need food, and they need immediate shelter, and they need help. And CSI has that with this network of pastors that they put in place and schools that they're working with. And, you know, for something as little as $140, you can help a family receive all of those services. It is a no-brainer to me. We need to be helping as many of them as we can.
I was told it was $280, so I'm not sure but CSI.
Yeah, well, then you got two families helped.
Okay.
Look, need is going to be ongoing for the longest period of time. So whatever you're able to do, do your best gift right now, and that will enable as many of them as possible to find that help. But it's not a matter of whether or not we should. Jesus clearly said feed widows and orphans, help them in their time of need. It doesn't get more strictly biblical than this need right now.
It's just hard for us to believe many times that these things are happening. It seems like, you know, it's not real. It is real, folks.
Especially when the world was moving towards a safer place just 2 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, not to lose the idea here, but it matters who's president in the United States. Oh, and if you don't have people that are trying to do good things in that position, it impacts people around the world. I don't think Putin would have ever invaded Ukraine if Trump was in office today. I just don't think he would have.
Oh, there's no question. Look, there's no question. Literally in his speech at Mar-a-Lago last night before the film, President Trump spoke to this issue. And there is no question. I mean, if you understand how these things work, you do these kinds of things when you see an opportunity. When the Afghanistan thing happened, this nightmare, people like Putin, they're licking their chops. They're waiting for weakness, to exploit weakness. It's like watching a nature film and you see the wolves or the hyenas. They're skulking around waiting for a moment of weakness, someone in the herd, you know, to show weakness, and then they pounce. That is what's happening. But the good news, folks, is that we can help. In fact, I hope you will. I'll give you the phone number, metaxastalk.com, but please call right now, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Thank you. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As you know, one of the sponsors on this program is Inspire Investing. I'm crazy about these people. What they're doing, I want to, you know, a lot of times I don't care if somebody's a sponsor. I'm thrilled if they're a sponsor. But what Robert Netsley and Inspire Investing does gets me so excited and hopeful. I'm absolutely thrilled about what they do. And I always want to talk to Robert Netsley. Robert, welcome.
Hey, good to be back, Eric.
For those who don't know anything about it, tell my audience before I ask you some questions, what is Inspire Investing? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we are a faith-based investment firm. Basically, we help you invest the hell out of your money, literally and figuratively, you know, abortion, pornography, et cetera, getting that out of your portfolio, investing in companies doing good stuff, helping the world thrive, aligning with biblical values. That's in a nutshell. We manage about $2 billion, and there's a variety of ways you can invest with us.
Right. And I wish everyone would invest with you. I just feel I feel like this is a big piece of the puzzle in solving the madness into which our nation has fallen. We need to take our money out of anything that is harming the social fabric that is against the values that most Americans believe in. And nobody seems to know about this or do anything about this except for you guys, inspireinvesting.com. So I want to revisit real quick. We had talked about Smucker's brand. This is one of the things that people need to understand, that there are these brands that you think of as all American and they're great, whatever. And then they take a turn for the worse. They get woke. They start doing horrible things. So I say we should stop buying their products. unless you just don't care, unless you're so checked out, you don't care about anything. But I think we should care about these things. So what's the update with Smuckers?
Just had another email with the CEO and head of investor relations yesterday, updating them on a petition. We've got thousands of signatures on the petition, inspireinvesting.com/Smuckers, if you want to go and sign and share that. Just telling them that, hey, like, just make some good peanut butter and jelly, please, and like leave the woke progressive activism out of it. Stop supporting the Equality Act. So we're making progress, I think. They need to hear from us. The point here is that we need more volume, and they need to realize that there are consequences to going woke, right? And they think they're kind of doing what everybody wants them to do because they look at all their competitors and you know, the media and they're getting pats on the back. But folks like you and me need to let them know, hey, there's other perspectives here and it matters. So please help us in that.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot about the petition. People can go to inspireinvesting.com. And is there, can they see it if they go there, even if they don't remember the backslash thing?
Right on the homepage. Yeah. Inspireinvesting.com. Okay. Inspireinvesting.com.
Folks, I want to tell you, we've got to get activated. We have to let folks like this know this is not okay. We will not buy your products if you get behind these kinds of agendas. This is just good stewardship, folks. If you're spending money and giving it to people, I always talk about our other sponsor, Nutramedics. I think to myself, if you're buying these supplements and these different things, whatever, do you realize that Nutramedics.com gives 50% of their profits to missions? You know, I think we have to be careful how we spend our money. It's kind of a new, it's an awakening for me. And it's why I get so excited about you, Robert, and Inspire Investing, because this is a big deal. We have tremendous financial power. And if we're not doing something about it, if we're not using it, I mean, then we are to blame for the world around us. It's something we can do. So inspireinvesting.com, the Smuckers thing is there. Folks, please take the minute and go there, inspireinvesting.com, and sign that petition. Please, folks, please do that today. I want to ask you, Robert Netsley, about this thing called ESG. I don't know much about it. I've heard about it. Describe for my audience, what is ESG?
Environmental social governance, right? So environmental social governance, what ESG stands for, and it's become somewhat synonymous with woke progressive activism in the investor space. So you hear a lot about it. It is, you know, the Larry Finks and BlackRocks of the world use ESG investing to push their progressive agendas into businesses like Smuckers, like so many others. And so it really is a threat to First Amendment rights and a lot of other things in our nation. However, it's not inherently evil. Hopefully we're going to get a little nuance there. One of our missions is to invade the ESG industry with biblical values, because guess what? The Bible has a lot to say about the environment, social and governance issues, even if it's different than what you know, so secular activists or woke progressive activists might think. And they would rather us not be at the table, not have a voice in that conversation. But, you know, until they, you know, they kick us out, kicking and screaming, I guess, you know, we're showing up to the table.
Yeah. I mean, this is interesting. I can't remember who I was talking to about this. I think it was the woman, what's her name? Chumley, who just wrote a book on, you know, just kind of the woke madness and how they have invaded the corporate space, and they're trying to push woke values into corporate America. They've been hugely successful. And this thing called ESG, environmental, social, and governance, that's part of it. And I think it's fascinating that you're saying that we need to get involved there. I mean, I don't know how people get involved in that, though. It seems to me that like most people in corporate America are too shy. By the way, the book I'm referring to is Lockdown by Cheryl Chumley. She talks about this in her book Lockdown. We interviewed her. We're going to air that next week. But, you know, how do we get involved? And what do you say to people who are saying, well, we want to be socially responsible? I mean, that's code for dramatically harmful.
Right.
Right. I
mean, right.
They're
exactly.
Getting involved in all this garbage that they say they're socially responsible, but usually it's not good.
Right. Yeah. So the left has been successful because they've been doing it for 30 plus years. And it seems like an overnight thing, but it's been in the process for a long time. And frankly, conservatives, people of faith have been absent from those conversations so many times. When you reach out to companies like Smuckers, like, you know, so many others that we've engaged with, we consistently hear that they have never heard from faith-based investors. and they're only hearing from the left. And so we've really advocated that, and we've allowed them to gain ground. For us, who we run funds, we've recently added ESG into the name of our funds. We're pressing into this. Our funds exclude abortion, exclude pornography, exclude LGBT activism. Like, they are biblically responsible funds, and those fall in environmental, social, and governance categories. So we're pushing into that, and we're seeing some kind of exciting results. But it's a battle.
Well, it's just always great to talk to you. We're out of time, but folks, I want to do you a favor and tell you, go to inspireinvesting.com. This is very important. Inspireinvesting.com. Get involved. Robert, thank you.
Thank you.
To get back home, sleep pretty, darling. Do not cry. And I will. We used to laugh. We used to cry.
Hey, Albin, it's just about the end of the program.
Oh,
I got to tell you, we've got so much coming up tomorrow and Monday and whatever. But the Memorial Day weekend is upon us. Did you know that?
Yeah. I'm excited. Really.
What do the Sadars do? You and the lovely Anne. What do you do on Memorial Day?
I'm going to get some sort of T-bone steak, go out in the back deck and fire that grill up for the first time, kicking off the unofficial start of summer.
That's so wonderful. And Suzanne, we go to Danbury to hang out with my parents. As you know, my dad is looking at his 95th birthday. I'm just excited. I've been traveling so much that I haven't been up there in a few weeks. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow and over the weekend to be with my folks in Danbury, Connecticut. Maybe we'll go up to Kennewood Lake and go ice skating. Yeah. Actually, we won't be able to do that. I think.
I love the fact that you and your dad have the same birthday, and he's going to be 95. You're going to be like 78. It's
pretty incredible. Yeah. And I got to tell you, the crazy thing is we did not plan that.
No,
neither he nor I. So I really don't know what to say about that. Now, so this weekend, as I said, I'm going to Connecticut to a lot of times people spend time with families on Memorial Day. We need to take time to thank God for those who've served this country, those who've paid the ultimate price for this country. We only have our liberties because of them. And we need to be very clear with our kids. What you have is a gift. It is a gift. You don't deserve it. It is a gift and you need to treasure it. I want to say that, was it yesterday? Yeah, we aired. I had a conversation with Pastor Che On. I will be speaking at his church in Pasadena, California on June 12th. That's 2 days before Flag Day. I will be speaking at his church in Pasadena. If you're interested in where I will be, because I have been traveling a lot, but I'll be home for a little while, go to ericmetaxas.com and you click on speaking engagements. I'm really going to be all over the place. In Dallas, I will be in Dallas in July, speaking in Flower Mound, Texas, speaking at an Anglican conference in Texas. And I've just got a whole bunch of other things. I can't even remember where I'm going to be speaking. I'm probably going to be at Turning Point USA in August. Oh, I'm going to be in Seattle. You know what? Yes, you got to go to my website. I'm going to be in July. I'm also going to be in Las Vegas and in Seattle. Man, I got a lot of stuff coming up. I think I'll probably be in Phoenix in August, but a lot of stuff coming up. Remember, folks, my personal my personal website is ericmetaxas.com. I want you to get the newsletter from there. Some people get some other newsletter and it's like, that's fine, but there's important information that I want to send you for my personal newsletter. That's, you can only get at ericmetaxas.com. Finally, we should remind people, this is the last chance to donate to CSI. The suffering in the Ukraine has been terrible. I just want to tell you that CSI is a great organization. You can rely on them to show the love of God to people in tangible ways. And if you go to metaxastalk.com, there's all kinds of great reasons to go to metaxastalk.com, believe me. But the main one, go there, click on the banner and help these refugees. If you've ever suffered, you know that you're hoping that there's somebody out there who's thinking, what can I do to help? These people need our help. I can trust CSI. You can trust CSI. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. I think that settles it. I just love the fact that we get to do more tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Babylon Bee. It's the tomorrow. I can't believe I'm talking to the Babylon Bee guys. You'll see. It's going to be crazy. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.